good afternoon again, everyone. This is Aaron Popke on behalf of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, Inc. On today's announcement by the Hall of Fame of the upcoming induction in the summer of 2011 of William Henderson, Marco Rivera, and Frank Jonnet. I thought what we would do today is start with Frank Jonnet, and representing Frank on the call, I have Cliff Crystal, a longtime sports writer who is a member of the nominating committee for the Packers Hall of Fame, Inc. And Cliff is going to surmise Frank's contributions briefly, and then we'll have Bob Jonnet, Frank's grandson, have a few comments about Frank. And so we'll start off with Cliff. Thanks, Cliff.
Hi there, Aaron. Well, I just, a couple years ago, I mentioned at the Hall of Fame selection meeting that I thought Frank had been somebody that had been overlooked, and the committee just asked if I would do more research, so I did that this past off season or over the past winter, and just realized he's somebody that belonged in the Hall of Fame and probably was one of the most influential members of the executive committee the team has ever had. He was active with the team when he was an office manager at the Indian Packing Company when the team started in 1919 and 20. He was partly responsible for getting a fence built around Hagemeister Park in 1920 so the Packers could charge admission. And then probably one of the darkest periods in their history, he kind of steered them through bankruptcy in their early 30s. He said years later that he was given $76.18 in cash and more than $15,000 in debt. They were about to declare bankruptcy, and his old bet said he was given 64 cents and $10,000 in debt, whatever. He was probably most responsible for getting the Packers through that period in time, and then again he was active in 1950 in the last stock drive that, I shouldn't say the last stock drive, but that stock drive that stayed the franchise.
Thank you very much, Cliff. Bob, would you care to say a few words on behalf of your grandfather and the family?
I'd be delighted to, and before going any further, I'd just like to say that on behalf of the family, we truly are very, very grateful to everyone that has been involved in the selection of Grandpa to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. I know Cliff has been a significant part of it. I don't mean to be impolitic by omitting other names, but I don't know who all they are, but please be it sufficient for me to be most appreciative. I have a number of memories of Grandpa that stick out in my mind. I was 18 at the time he died, and so, of course, that was 59 years ago. So as one gets older, memory doesn't work so well, but I do have some that I thought perhaps I could just share. One of my fondest memories was out at Rockwood Lodge, of all places, with Grandpa, and the first time in my life that I ever met Curly Lambeau. And, of course, I was kind of awestruck at that meeting, and I was struck also by the way that Curly was most courteous and respectful towards Grandpa. It was obvious that Curly had a lot of respect and admiration for Grandpa, and I've never forgotten that. I'm very grateful, not only for the work that's been done, but to be a small part of the recognition into the Hall of Fame. And I'd just like to share a couple other thoughts regarding Grandpa. Most of you folks, I'm sure, are aware of all of his accomplishments, but family lore has it that being a member of a family of nine children on the farm back in those days, when there were enough boys to do the work, those that were considered excess were sent forth. And the family story has it that Grandpa, at the age of 17, was given a $5 bill, a cardboard suitcase, and some clothes, and told to go to town and make a life for himself. And he surfaced some years later, obviously, with quite a list of accomplishments that I won't recite. But I think that's pretty remarkable when you consider the rather humble beginnings of a person like Grandpa. I was also struck by his being a very religious man. Grandma and Grandpa had a son who was in the 32nd Division during World War II, and that division, as some of you may be aware, are was involved in the New Guinea campaign, where our troops were underfed, had very poor medical support, certainly never enough ammunition, right clothes, or anything. And they prayed on a nightly basis for that son. In fact, it was a gentleman by the name of Gabriel Heater was a news commentator, and he was on 9 o'clock news most nights of the week. And they would listen to the news, excuse me, and hopefully some good news is what they were looking for regarding the our boys in the Pacific. And after the news was over, without a word, the radio was turned off, and Grandma and Grandpa each knelt in front of the chair that they had been sitting in, and a rosary appeared in their hands just as though almost out of thin air, and they started to pray the rosary. And if you were a guest there, as I was many nights, it wasn't a matter of would you want to participate, you were expected to participate. And they prayed for the safety of our boys and prayed, of course, that the United States and its allies would be able to be successful in overturning the dictators in Germany and Japan and so forth. And I can remember also with Grandpa walking around at Old City Stadium when Grandpa was concerned if we had a particularly exuberant crowd, if the game was a very thrilling one, and people would get to their feet and start stamping their feet and so forth. And it was necessary to watch the beams under the stands because of the potential of cracking of some of those beams. And you might recall that it was a person being injured at Old City Stadium that actually drove the Packers into bankruptcy. And so Grandpa was always hoping, and I'm sure doing a little praying, that we wouldn't have a repetition of the stadium coming apart, so to speak. And just for the record, I would like to say, too, that I was a part of the program-selling crew at the famous Thanksgiving Day intra-squad game when there wasn't enough money to meet the next payroll, and that's why the intra-squad game was held. Those of us that were program sellers were told to arrive early for the game, and no reason was given, but we all showed up, and lo and behold, we were informed that there wasn't any money to pay people to shovel snow, so the program sellers were going to have to help clear the stadium. And so when I've heard people over the years tell me that they didn't believe that there ever was such a game or things like that happened, well, I may be old, but my memory on that is very, very clear. I was there. So but, I would just like to describe Grandpa as a very a Christian gentleman. I think his record speaks for itself, and I'm just delighted this recognition is being given to him.
Thank you very much, Bob and Cliff. I don't know if there's any questions for either Cliff or Bob about Frank Jonet.
Bob, this is Mike Vandermaus from the Press Gazette. Just one question. Did you ever think that your grandfather would be forgotten? You know, because there was so many years ago that he made the contributions and that maybe he would have been overlooked?
I can honestly say yes. In the intervening years, my wife and I had four children. They all got married, and we had grandchildren. And so, needless to say, we were very, very involved with family. But because I had known Grandpa pretty darn well and thought the world of him, I often wondered why he had never been recognized. But I just didn't have the wherewithal to do some of the things that probably were necessary to push and pursue this. And so when Cliff delighted. I'm sorry. I was just delighted when Cliff called because, yes, I'm not going to be critical in any way. I want to be thankful that the recognition has been given.
Excellent. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate your time again. Cliff, thanks for the synopsis and a little more information on Mr. Jonet. We appreciate that. And with that, I'll let you two fellows drop off, and we look forward to speaking to you, Bob, in the coming months as preparations for the induction banquet in July are underway.